You're doomed.
Stop the sound effects. Let me finish my damn article.
From the Intro Memorial Spare Bedroom Studio, located somewhere others never want to be, it's Season 4 of the Josh and AC Podcast.
You gotta suck on them before you chew on them.
Follow the Dead End with Josh and AC on our socials at Josh and AC on Facebook, Josh and AC Podcast on Instagram and YouTube, or email us, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com.
Tastes like weed.
I'm done. I quit.
You can be a total fat ass.
Dog food tastes that good. I don't want to be right.
He took all 6 inches of that at once.
I love bananas.
Now, if you dare, here are your hosts, AC.
Everything was nice up until now when I have to record with you, you son of a bitch.
And Josh.
Lift your shirt up, baby.
Nothing to rearrange.
That's right. Sometimes the world looks perfect, but not here ever in this studio or in my life.
What's wrong with you?
Turn me up a little bit. I still have it turned up pretty loud, so don't be fucking with me.
I'm not messing with anything.
Anyway, coming in the Dead End Season 4, Episode 42, I am Josh AC's across the room.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah, I double checked before I went on air.
Yeah, as Josh said, welcome in Season 4, Episode 42 of The Dead End.
Trivia question. What is this song from? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Really? You never watched Perfect Strangers?
Sure.
With Balky Bartokomis?
Sure, maybe. I don't know.
It was like in probably late 80s, like ABC TV.
Well, the fact that we were born in 1988, you know, should say something.
But it's such a great song.
For better days, my life,
do you have the emails open?
I can get them open in a minute.
Oh, it's on a loop. This is great. I can just play this the whole show.
No, it'll cut it out.
Something.
All right, as Josh said, welcome in. Season, we gotta do something here. Season 4, Episode 42 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. joshandac.podbean.com.
Does your world look perfect?
You know how to find us, and we go over that shit at the end of the show anyway.
What?
Is your world perfect?
Got a feeling like you need some kind of change.
I have to update the sheet.
No matter what the odds are this time.
Why?
At the end of the show, we'll talk about it. I saw something on Eric's posts about Google Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to remove that apparently. So,
why? Wait. Oh, yeah, they're going away.
Yeah, I think it's disappearing. So.
Standing tall.
All right, are you done?
Listen, oh, look, I'm bringing up something else.
You only got an hour, dude, so we got
to
get rolling.
I'll sing the Perfect Strangers theme song all night.
We got to get rolling.
On the wings of my dreams.
All right, everybody. Josh is just going to serenade you. Are we really reading Ryan's entire email?
We don't have to read the whole thing. Do you want to read? I'll read it.
No, don't. I don't. It literally will take us half the show to read Ryan's fucking email.
Hey, we asked for the listeners to come back, and they're
right,
back.
Figure out what song you're playing here, Chief.
This one. Let me just turn it down a little bit. Yeah. Very. Coming out with a little bit of feeling happy music, feel good songs
That's
to boost your mood and keep you smiling.
The AI will take it out anyway, so.
Fucking stupid thing. Spent
$144.
Yeah. Wonderful. 70.
Listen, it makes us sound better, but it takes out all the shit in the background because it thinks it's not supposed to be there.
It can hear some of it.
Yeah, but not a lot. I don't know why it does.
Maybe
what
I should
it
does. Just, if I turn it up louder like this.
No, don't do
then
that.
Then we'll just have to, hey, how are you doing over there?
Jesus mighty.
Well, hang on. I would like to start. Let me find a fitting song for this. read your first emails. Read the Eric emails.
Well, Eric had a lot of emails.
Yeah, but they're all pertinent.
All pertinent. No, oh, never. Ryan's isn't.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's is, but Eric's are shortened to the point. Ryan's got to dig
into.
Yeah,
well, Eric just sends like 15 as he's listening.
No, they're all like hypothetical. It's like, if you were trapped in a bear trap, would you cut your leg off and
bleed
out?
Turn your music down a little bit, please.
What?
Well, I could turn it down, but then you'd yell at me.
Yeah, I will. Don't do that.
All right, so it says, hey, Josh and AC, I've got a question that's been occupying my mind recently. Maybe you can help. So if you woke up one morning and found out that the world's cheese had mysteriously disappeared, what would be your course of action for the day? Would you embark on a quest to find a missing cheese or simply embrace a life without cheddar, gouda, brie, and all the other cheesy meals? Is this cheesier what you asked for it? So there you go. So Eric got that one. If you want me to actually answer that question, I would always go to find cheese.
I wouldn't. I love actually, my lack of showering produces its own cheese.
Oh, my God. All right, so next email. Speaking of future election.
Very delicious on toast.
You know how they say Mickey Mouse gets a ton of write-in votes? This upcoming election, probably more than ever. What if he actually won, and how would that change our lives?
What's the difference? We had a clown last. We have a clown now. We had a dictator before. What the hell does it matter? We had a token black dude.
Yeah. And relevant to what we're going to talk about on the show, I figured since you guys are now Swifties, in quotes, maybe you can help me out. I've been pondering the future lately, especially when it comes to one of the to the one and only Taylor Swift. Now imagine this: Taylor Swift decides to ditch music altogether and pursue a career as a professional synchronized swimmer. How do you think that would play out? Would she rock the water routines with the same flair she brings in her songs? Or would she sink faster than you can say, shake it off? It may be true. I seen it on the internet. You can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
That he brought up a good point there. I almost didn't believe him until I saw that.
It actually says that she's a synchronized swimmer?
No, you can't put anything on the internet until...
Oh, okay.
That's not true.
That's not true. Okay. All right.
Aye.
Well, you're not reading Ryan's entire email. It's too long.
No, so basically he's alive. He still listens to the show. Yeah. He likes the show. He's not a fan of AI,
And everything that we talked about over the last 6 months, Ryan summarized in one email.
Yeah.
Ryan, we really do appreciate it. I don't know how the hell you had the time to write this email. If you did this on your phone, that's impressive.
He was telling me he wasn't telling me. I wasn't included in the conversation. I was just listening to it, but... the hell was he gonna say? He was freezing live crabs or some shit at work.
Oh, really? Live crabs, you murderer!
Well, what's the damn? I mean, it's no better than when you throw them into a pot of boiling water.
Yeah. That's a death plunge for a lobster or a crab. Crabs, you typically steam crabs, so they go in. And then they take a nice sauna till they die.
That's awful. you can cook.
Crabs are not meant. They're not hermit crabs. They're not meant to be your fucking pet, Josh.
Oh, hermit crabs are delicious. Put them on a cracker. They're great on Triscuits.
I just remember couldn't find my hermit crab and found it in the fucking washing machine. I don't even know how it got there. That's incredible. Yeah, I don't even know how it got there.
I've heard of like gerbils and shit going into there, like the dryer, but.
Yeah. So are you gonna summarize anything about his email?
Like, a good email. I mean, it was a long email.
Yeah.
Literally, everybody, it probably took
Josh and I at least a half hour to read the email.
We'll post it on Google Documents and you can read it on there. Yeah.
Well, no, we'll...
the short... We'll give
no,
you
No, we'll take screenshots of it, but it might take about 10 posts on Facebook so y'all can read it.
So go to cliffnotes.com and you can read the summary of...
Yeah, Ryan, we're not making fun of you.
No, I think it's great.
We appreciate this. But he did. He
talked to me more in that email than he did ever in real life. Yeah.
So it was it was extremely impressive, Ryan. But at least we know you're still there. You're still alive. And now it's softball season, so you're going to disappear again. So, yeah. All right. So last, I don't know if it was the last episode or one of the last episodes.
Stop. You're forgetting a very important listener.
Well, that's on you.
Well, we're not going to move on here. So, I don't know. Is Hazel's sister song about, like... Well, I'll just play the lyrics. The instrumental version of it. Hang on. I made an egregious error, and I neglect to mention one of the most important listeners to our show. Not Frank. That's right. My soul sister, Ashley.
she takes the time out of her busy schedule, walking to the basement to work from home, to find time to listen every Thursday when the show comes out. She's not happy with one-hour shows. She's not happy with hour-and-a-half shows. She requested eight-hour shows.
Highly unlikely.
I haven't seen you for 8 hours a month.
That's right. I planned that on purpose.
But she's...
Well, the way you were when you came in tonight, I was hoping you would just go
home.
Loyal.
Well, I can act. Kill the mic switch and I'll be miserable again. Go ahead.
Doing this shit right in the middle of my fucking stuff. I have a sister-in-law to impress here, asshole.
Oh, wait, I'm still on. I can hear myself. Anyway, we need listeners like Ashley who don't take the time to email, but they'll tell me in person when they see me every 6 months how wonderful our show is. She likes when I upset you.
Of course she does. Everybody does.
She said something about a sound clip she really likes, but I haven't been able to figure out which one it is. She said something with a girl. I don't know that I have any with a girl other than you.
Well, just remember the sex scenes get blurred out on AI.
Do they?
Didn't they disappear? Didn't you say that?
Well,
you can't hear it because your music is too loud.
No, that was just... That's my computer lagging.
Oh, good for you!
You can hear that, though. Anyway, Ashley, you're a true American hero. You're a keyboard warrior for the AAA faction.
All right, can you turn the music down? You're awfully loud with all your music tonight.
What? I'm doing it on purpose because I'm doing a shout-out. Can you hear me over there? What about upstairs? Well, then, okay, forget it. Ashley, I was going to try to do a really nice tribute to you.
No, just turn the music down.
I already closed the window. All right, Ashley, thanks for listening.
Hear.
Thanks for listening over to AC. I would have called you AJ. Who the fuck's AJ?
All I hear in my AJ headphones show. Is fucking music blaring.
So like this? Is that too loud?
It's still pretty loud, yeah.
What about this?
Just keep doing it. You're just going to make the AI cut it all out because it thinks something's wrong.
I'm playing like three windows at one time. First
of all,
my
computer's
smoking.
It's going to catch on fire soon.
Degree singe marks on my leg hair.
All right, so are you done with your shout out now?
Yeah, Ashley, thanks for listening.
All right,
appreciate it.
All right, so one of the last shows we talked about, Taylor Swift's concert at SoFi Stadium in California, wound up going on Disney Plus, and it's the entire concert. It is edited. You watched it, right? Did you actually watch it?
I watched about 2 hours of it.
You were supposed to watch the whole thing.
I made it as far as I could.
I told you to break it up. I told you not to watch it.
I did. I watched like a half hour. Then I took like a 3-day break.
Jesus.
Then I was good when I knew the songs, but then when she's like, this is off of our 1989 album, I knew those. And then she's like, this is off of my 1994 album, knew none of those. And he's like, now we're in 1997 right now. I just hit puberty. And she has by far the worst speaking voice for a woman I've ever heard.
She's from Berks County.
I don't give a shit if she's from Schuylkill County. Well, then she'd probably be my sister or something.
Exactly.
But she's
you don't have a sister.
Like, I'll give her credit because I do. I like her slightly more now that I watched that than I did before. The sheer amount of production that goes into that shit is amazing. And, like, the only thing I didn't like... Okay, I gotta see here. I have a Taylor Swift note here started in my phone.
Yeah, I definitely I took notes on it, too.
Hang on, where are we? Here we go. I feel like in the beginning she did that song Be Like a Man or Be a Man or whatever the hell it is. Which I'm not going to play any of her music because God forbid we'll get struck down with copyright in a second.
Yeah, the AI will shut the whole show off.
So like that was the other songs I was buying that she was singing. That song, I don't think she was singing at all. There was a lot of like hip gyration and physical dancing there.
Yeah.
But like unless the audio was off from the video, like she was like way bad at lip syncing that song.
I don't think she lip synced though in that.
I think she did for that song.
Okay. I think that some of the audio visual was not right 100% at times. It looked like
It looked like the sound was lagging. Yeah. But also my surround sound has a little bit of a lag on it as well. So like I couldn't tell like 100% with that. But here's the deal. I was not like I like some of Taylor Swift's music. I listen to Taylor Swift's music prior to watching this video. I am extremely impressed and understand why there is such a high demand for her concert.
The only thing I didn't get or whatever, I've been to many concerts. I can tell you on one hand how many times I cried when I seen Styx sing. Or, like, everybody, they're just like, she could literally, they could pass out packages of poison at the door.
And she, they would
and she
cry.
Would be, give me some echo here, because I could see her being like, all right. Screaming, going crazy, and everybody's like, all right, guys, get those packets out! Woo! And everybody's like gonna start crying, and you know, big boobs are bouncing up and down, they're jumping up
she
and down.
She's not big boobs.
No, she doesn't, but okay. The soccer mom that has her three kids there does. Anyway, I want you guys, come on, hold that packet up in your left hand, let me see it! Yeah, all right, we're gonna tear them open on three. One, two, three. All right, guys, I want you to take that packet and pour it in your throat. There you go. And swig that water we gave you. Taylor Swift. Oh, here it is. All right. And then the whole crowd just drops over. They're all dead. And she's like, suckers.
All
right.
Yeah. Well,
she's
got
secretly
all their money
working
first.
For the government. You
she
know?
Got all their money first.
She should. What she should do is they should put shows on for migrants and have her.
This is not and Auschwitz with the fucking camera. Okay. with a singer.
You are
evil. You are evil. Oh, here we go.
Could you see it? She could be up there, and it would be so great. It'd be like,
you are ridiculous.
You don't think? Come on.
We gotta listen. We gotta keep talking about this because
you don't see a cult following there. Though
there is 100%. But Josh, there's a cult. Look at the Styx fans. There's a cult following. There's a cult following with any band. Josh.
Yeah, I know that grandma in the oxygen tank last year. She was hot.
Well, like, did you see with Styx? What's his face is retiring.
Who?
Guitarist.
JY?
No.
Kevin, whatever face?
No, not Kevin.
Chuck Panazzo.
Oh, shit.
Tommy Shaw.
No.
I named the whole band other than Todd Sugarman.
No, there's the guy that does good backup guitar. He's not lead guitar.
Well, he's nobody important then.
I know.
I thought it was JY and Kevin or whatever his name was.
That's not Kevin. Who's
Kyle?
Kevin?
The other dude.
Lawrence?
No, the guy with the long brown hair.
His name is not Kevin.
What the fuck's his name then?
That's what I'm trying to remember. Whatever, he's leaving.
That guy's leaving?
No, but anyway, so Taylor, let's continue talking about Taylor Swift. So I watched the whole thing, including the acoustic portion of it.
Where's that at?
That was at the very end of the movie. You didn't get to the very end of the movie.
Oh,
it's afterwards.
What songs does she do? Good ones?
Not really. But I like how she set up the show, though, because she did it chronologically from start to finish, basically. And she went through essentially two decades of music, Josh. Her theatrical...
Ricky Phillips,
thank you.
He's retiring?
He's moving on.
Like he left the band.
He's leaving the band, yeah. But that's why, remember we saw that other guy with them the last time.
Holy
so
fuck,
I think
he's 71?
Yeah. They're all fucking ancient. Lawrence is the youngest.
Hair dye's amazing.
Yeah, Lawrence is the youngest. Or in JY's case, you just don't have any hair. Where's the fedora?
Now, he's 74.
Anyway, Josh.
Sugarman's 50.
Focus. We're not talking about Styx right now.
Okay.
Focus. Put your phone down. Focus.
Oh, that Will Levant show. That's right. Anyway.
So, the chronological thing was cool. Made me feel old when we talk about some of her first music, when she was singing some of her first music, and how young she was when she did that. And Josh, that was 15 years ago when she first started singing. But it's extremely impressive. Her entertainment company, her choreography, the timing, the video, just everything about that. And then everybody that comes to the concert gets one of those wristbands, and they're like geotagged through the thing.
Well, you tell me there was a straight person in that crowd.
I'm sure there were a lot of gay guys there.
They cut to, man. It was like Liberace was on stage.
We're gonna talk about that in a second.
Well, you asked me to fucking give feedback, man.
Well, no, I said we're gonna talk about
no,
that.
So
in
I'm
a
giving
second.
Feedback, and they go, no.
Anyway,
you're jumping ahead.
Anyway, yeah, you're jumping ahead.
It's like being in an argument.
What else is new?
Fucking.
Is that how we're going to be? Good. We record one show tonight and you go home.
Fucker, damn bitch ass, mother bastard, chucklehead
anyway,
fucker.
Just the production wise, I recommend everybody watching it on TV. It's a free.
It's not free.
Well, to get into that, to watch the show is free. You got to have Disney Plus, but who doesn't have Disney Plus anymore?
Oh, yeah.
So with your, you know, there's no additional cost to watch this show, but just the light up wristbands and the fact that they're like geotagged inside the stadium. So they
I thought it was cool how Taylor Swift stands on a platform above all of her like backup dancers and every single one of them is black.
They're
Tell me that ain't
black.
White supremacy at their finest.
Black. But I also think she's very supportive of her band. She's very flirty with the band.
Well, yeah, she should be. They're all about ready to die.
I know, they're definitely old. But
they're all like fucking in their like
listen,
late
40s. They get into it and everything because they're filthy rich because of her. So, you know. And I thought she had a different band, like different parts. But she tours with the same band all over the world. So, but her theatrics, her production, everything is
I liked
all,
when she was shooting ping pong balls out of her ass. That
it's all
cool.
It's all done by her entertainment company. Like, this is all her, 100%. It's crazy.
But
she's a very smart businesswoman. You got to say that for an
entertainer. But I will say, looking at her in that, I don't think she's pretty.
She's not.
I don't think
she's she's from Berks County.
Yeah, but what, so are you, and I'd fuck you in a second.
Ugh. Sorry to hear that.
I'd be looking at the back of you. It's different. You have a pretty turn around. Yeah. Let me see the back of your head.
Yeah. I'll show you something else. I'll turn around and show you something else.
Oh, your brown eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's winking at me. Look at that.
Yeah. But anyway, the one thing I will note is there was a gay couple dancing on her show.
I thought that was two
did
gay
you, did
dudes.
You see? But at first, like, I had to take like a few double.
I was like, wait a minute, that's just a butch
but
lesbian.
The song, I don't. I should have wrote
lovers.
Down the song. Was it Lovers?
Lovers.
Okay.
I never heard that song before, and I actually have that on my playlist now.
Yeah,
I
it's
really
actually
like
a good
that.
Song, right?
Yeah, it made me think of you and me.
But it she is not afraid to express that part of society. And I appreciated that she didn't leave out that.
I'm still convinced she owns every one of those dancers on stage with her.
Probably.
Literally.
Would you not want to be owned by Taylor Swift? She's filthy rich.
Yeah, but it'd be like, I don't know.
All right. Well, the one thing that I learned through all of this, and we got
she
more.
She sweats a lot.
We got a lot more to talk about, too, on this show. So I don't want to like harp on this too much. But
yeah, it's not the Taylor Swift podcast.
Exactly. I don't want to like harp on this the whole show. But anyway, so I thought that she became rich. Her parents are extremely wealthy.
Yeah,
reading into it, her dad
was some kind of like analyst or some shit.
He was her dad was well off with like some kind of mutuals company. Her mom was also
yeah. They
like
pretty
a real
much financed
agent.
Her thing.
They did. They moved to Nashville to finance her career.
Fucking.
But here's the deal, down. Josh. She's paying them back hand over foot right now.
I won and I'd be like, no, mom and dad, I earned this myself.
Her mom fucking travels the world with her, you know?
Yeah,
so
whatever.
It's, you know, it is, her mom doesn't have to work anymore because her daughter's fucking, is a fucking celebrity. But Taylor holds like a lot of records right now for the most consecutive sold out shows in a lot of the places she visited. SoFi Stadium, there was a 70,000 people at that concert they televised. That was night number 4, Josh. That was the fourth night.
Well, she sold out like 3 nights at the Link.
She sold out every show she had. Every show was sold out.
I will give it to her. Like, she definitely, I mean, she put the time in there.
And she boosts the economy in every place she goes to.
She's
you think
the president.
About it,
president Swift.
Exactly. Maybe she should run for fucking president. Well, she's not old enough yet.
Why
actually
she?
This year she is old enough. She's
35.
She'll be 35 if she doesn't. She'll turn 35 this year, but anyway, yeah. So I recommend it. I would say you recommend it. You got to have time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's 3.5 hours. It's 3.5 hours long. It's the entire concert. I thought it was going to be like a biopic, but it's not. It legitimately is her concert.
I will say it was pretty good. Like,
and she doesn't reference it as being televised.
She definitely wasn't playing like to the.
Well, she was
the cameras.
She was staring at the cameras sometimes.
Yeah,
but they must have been right in front of her.
Yeah,
when
well,
she
that's because when you're. When you're 30,000 feet above, you know, sea level,
yeah,
in seats that you paid $3,000 for, you can't see your facial expressions anyway.
Yeah, I guess you're right because they probably were showing the same thing on the big screen behind her.
I would say, out of all the concerts I've seen in person, the only one I could ever even compare to that would be Elton John because Elton John played 3 hours, no opening band, no middle, nothing. It was him, and she did the same thing. So.
I don't think I've been to a concert that's as exciting as her concert. But I've seen Styx a bunch of times, a lot of them with you. I've seen OAR.
Yeah, and I've never seen you throw your panties on stage for
no,
Styx.
No, I would not do that. They're not attractive. I'm not, like, trying to go after them.
Well, that Tommy Shaw with that blonde hair, though.
It's fucking skinny and drug-infested, man.
Oh, that's great.
He's probably skinny as a rail. He's like a vegan, dude. No, thank you.
He's a vegan?
Yeah, he's vegan or vegetarian.
Well, now I have less respect for him.
Well, come on. He's a hippie.
He probably don't even know how to handle meat.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so...
I don't care.
I recommend it. Josh would recommend it. Just, you got to dedicate time. It's like 3.5 hours long, so you got to definitely dedicate enough time to be able to watch the movie, the show, whatever it is. But I will tell you, Josh, a newfound respect. I don't even know what else to call it. I definitely have
She's
more
good.
Respect for it. My former cafe manager at work, who's now works in a different department, I was messaging her the whole time while I was watching this, and I said, you know what? I get it. I get why people are so obsessed. I asked her how much her tickets were. She said about
She went?
She's gone. She's gone to see Taylor Swift 3 times. $500 is usually what she pays for a ticket.
Yeah, how far away is that?
So she's up, but she said you can get a $500 ticket on the floor, but the problem is
can't see her.
No. A lot of robots buy up all the tickets and then resell them for a shitload of money. So she said
she can even draw a fake crowd too.
A ticket is like $170 minimum, $170 wherever you're at. And you can typically get a ticket for about $250, but a lot of them are resell tickets because people buy a shitload of them at one time and then resell them. And she said there's nothing Taylor can do. And she said, frankly, Taylor doesn't give a shit because she's getting her money.
She gets
regardless.
The money anyway. She
well, you think about it, 70,000 people at 100 a pop, Josh. You're making $7 million off
$750 trillion.
$7 million just for tickets at the cheapest price. Your net is $7 million. So.
Hang on.
It's not $9 billion like Trump would say.
Oh. No, $7 million.
Yeah. All right. So that was Taylor Swift. So I did that. I think I watched that right after we talked about watching it.
You did. You texted me.
And
like,
I reminded you.
This is 3.5 hours long. And
yeah.
I'm like, what?
You're like, what? Yeah. You were not having that. All right. So next big thing that happened...
Those warts on your penis, did they go away?
Yeah. No, next big thing. What a fucking crazy dude. So let me preface this by saying I woke up in the morning, and I always turn on NBC 10, okay? I always turn on the news. I always turn on the news, and I got up. Oh, no. What happened? No, I didn't. This was the morning that I don't think I turned on the news. I just went and go to the bathroom, and you probably can assume what I do first thing when I get up in the morning.
I
sit on the toilet for like 20 minutes so I can wake up and shit at the same time. There you go.
Okay.
Everybody knows my morning routine. Listen, my body is trained, I feel like, to do that. Anyway, So I'm looking at things on Facebook, and there's like these memes about the Key Bridge and a boat like running into it. So I thought it was like somebody just fucking around, right? Like maybe like a boat like knocked the bridge or something, right?
Yeah.
No, a boat legit knocked it down. All right, so...
I you do your take on this.
Yeah,
one,
and then I definitely want you to rebuttal this a little bit. But here's the deal. So after so it's great because there's all kinds of port cameras, right? So there's plenty of footage of this boat, and there's a really good shot. So I know stuff about cruise ships because I've...
Of course
like,
you do.
Well, no, but... But I, Josh, when you're sailing on a big boat, I'm very curious. Like, you get curious about how things actually work on these ships. So I went back
like
into
the zipper on the captain's trousers.
Yeah. Why do you have to be that way? I'm glad you can use entertainment to get over your anger of whatever the fuck happened before you got here.
Yeah.
No, but I was curious as to, because they said that it was a power failure, which you can see in the video, it lost power. But I said there is no way that a almost 200,000 ton, that's 400,000 pounds, right? I'm correct in that, right? No, that's more than that, right? How many pounds is that? It's 200,000 tons.
That's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of fucking weight, right? And I said there's no way that a ship like that loses power. Like, I can understand propulsion not being there, but there's no way that you can't steer a massive object of destruction when there's no power on it. I said there's got to be some kind of manual ability or a smaller battery-powered engine or whatever. So according to many websites, and this is the internet, so I don't know if this is true or not, Josh, but it says that on ships like that, there is an emergency backup system for steering that should allow them to continue to correct the course of the ship. They said the only challenge is without propulsion, it is harder to steer a ship when you don't have propulsion because you can't control which side of the, like with modern technology, they can actually choose which thrusters to balance the to move the ship, right? So they can make one side of the ship in rear or front or middle, like, move in a certain direction. So they said it's harder to steer a ship that doesn't have propulsion because you can't slow it down, you can't make it go faster, you can't, you know, you're not turning it as effectively as you want. But the way that it looks, Josh, is they just fucking gave up. But you can tell when they got power, they overcorrected. And I think from my opinion, their mistake was that they overcorrected. And I think they wound up overcorrecting it right into the path of the bridge. So that's my initial thought. And then I have some more thoughts about some of the other things that I know about, like when you're in the Pecopso River, whatever the hell you call it, and in the Chesapeake Bay, there's some rules. But anyway, so what are your thoughts on this? And then we'll talk about the bridge, like, just fucking collapsing.
At first, I thought it was, like, a freak accident.
Well, it is a freak accident.
But
nobody did that. I don't think anybody did this on purpose. Do you think they did it on purpose? There's some conspiracy coming out that China did it. Literally, because the ship's technology, I think, is owned by China.
Tonight, we discuss a bridge collapse. Boating accident. Or act of international terrorism. That and more on the Josh and AC podcast. I think it's fishy. Watching that video, they hit dead center of that thing, and the whole thing just, like, imploded down. Something's weird there.
Well, like I said, there's some conspiracy coming out that...
I'm not saying it wasn't an accident.
Well, the other thing now that I... Like, you get more... There's more and more about it, right? Now they have a map from where it, like, turned, where the boat turned out of its
port. Yeah,
it
made, like, a fucking U-turn.
Well, it made a U-turn, but that would be normal. Like, the boat probably wouldn't, like, push off.
My maritime shipping days are over.
But the interesting part is when you see the video, it looks like the ship makes a quick right turn. Like, it's not coming from that direction. So I don't know, like, there's some...
Yeah, they were going to the wrong bridge, and then they're like, oh, shit, let's turn around and hit that one.
I do agree with you that it does look very suspicious that it hit where it did so quickly, but the power loss twice, definitely, unless they're trying to cover it up to make it look like that.
Maybe they had PPL.
my biggest thing with this right now is there is, in order to be in that river and in the Chesapeake Bay... The boat has to be manned by a hired pilot from whatever
country they're in.
No, whatever their service is, right? I don't know who oversees that area, but they have to have a trained hired pilot who is an expert in that area. What the fuck was the pilot doing when the boat lost power?
This isn't true.
Sleeping.
Who was driving? Well, no, the pilot would have just boarded that ship before it left. They only stay on while the ship is passing through the area. There'll be somebody that'll pick him up as they're leaving the Chesapeake Bay. There'll be somebody that'll pick him up. And
well, if they
him
picked
back.
Him up out of the bay, he was probably dead, so.
Well, I saw him smoking a joint.
Do you notice nobody has released a statement from the pilot? So, one, was there a pilot? They're saying there was a pilot on the boat.
That's the problem. They had a pilot. Everybody knows ships need captains.
You're so arrogant with shit like this. I hate when you do
arrogant.
This.
Oh, what do you mean? Because you're a fucking expert in the maritime shipping industry now?
What I'm saying is, I'm not, like, you're trying to make a joke about that, but there's, like, legitimately somebody that navigates that.
Yeah, somebody fucked up. They were relying on technology that told them to do the wrong thing.
No,
because nobody can do their job manually anymore.
I don't think they rely on technology when they're in there, Josh, because you have to have a pilot. You have to be manual in there. My question is, when it lost power, who the fuck was driving the boat, and where the hell was the pilot? Because the boat didn't seem like it was going in the right direction under the ship, under the bridge. It looks like it was in the wrong place, and it lost power at that time. Unless the boat was supposed to be turning like that, but it does look very suspicious.
They didn't signal, I know that.
Yeah, very suspicious.
Sorry, I'm making jokes.
Yeah, not allowed. No, but I agree with you, the crumbling... of the bridge,
no,
so the impact
just something
of
something so fishy about
it
that.
Is extremely fishy.
Why wouldn't it split in the middle and collapse? Why would the whole thing just go and fall straight down?
So somebody said it has to do with the way it's supported on, like, the concrete at the end.
Yeah, that's where the bombs were placed.
Well, there is one report that I read that thinks that the engineering wasn't done properly. From where the...
On the bridge or on the ship?
On the bridge, where they
well,
feel,
now's a bad time to find out.
Well, right. Well, what they're saying is the way that it folded in It means it released from the outside in. So they said that there was
Yeah, but it didn't. The whole thing just kind of fell straight down, didn't
it? Well, no, but if you look at it, it does go down, but it folded in. And the edges. So they're thinking that the land, they called it the landmass connections, where it's like connected to solid land, failed. In a place where it's supposed to be, like if one of those, if something runs into it. But they're also, I thought, like when somebody told me they hit it, I was like, there's no way that the actual bridge structure was like right there. I said, typically there's like these big ass concrete pillars.
Yeah, like pylons or
there's
whatever.
It's fucking built right at the river
level.
So there are engineers that are saying that this bridge probably wasn't built very effectively. But they also show pictures of like...
Aren't they supposed to inspect that shit more than when they're built?
My other question, Josh, is it's kind of funny. There were seven workers, right? It's not funny, but there were seven workers working on that bridge. But was there workers on there. So was the integrity of that bridge compromised, period? So as soon as the boat slams into it...
They were pothole patching, they said.
Okay, but, you know, I'd be curious. There's going to be a lot to say. I will say the one thing is it'll really fuck up that area. I'm glad I never take that bridge because I'd be real fucking scared.
Well, yeah, I don't think you'd get anywhere right now.
Well, yeah, but I usually take the tunnels. And when you come up from the tunnel, you can see the entrance to that bridge is within a half a mile of where the entrance is to the tunnels.
I hear a lot of those guys now that they haven't found are currently listening to Deep CNN for updates.
You just got to keep going, don't you? Listen, it is a tragedy for the folks that did pass away.
They said, oh, they're all migrants, and that was supposed to just be okay. Like, oh, okay.
Right, but so besides the workers, did they ever confirm if there were vehicles, right? They said sonar detected that there were, like, seven vehicles in the water.
That's what they said, but then it was like, oh, no, there was nobody on the bridge.
Right.
So
they believe that they stopped all the traffic before the bridge collapsed.
Except for the people they found in the bottom of the ocean.
Did they speed up that video? It's not the ocean. It's a river.
Who cares? They're in the ocean by now. They probably got swept out by the undertow.
But the way that video looks is it all happened very quickly, so I don't know how they would have, once the bridge hit that.
That's another thing I don't get. Yeah. You mean to tell me the Baltimore cops got to each end of that bridge to shut it down?
Right. After the boat hit it.
Well, I would think you might not realize you slammed into a train, but, like.
You're an ass.
Like, you'd just be driving along and be like, da 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 da. And you just drive into the.
Well, listen, a lot of people thought about, like, could you imagine what it would be like? You're fucking. It's 1:30 in the morning. You're just. At that point in the morning, I'm fucking probably doing 75, 80 miles an hour across that bridge, right? I just got on the bridge. I see this fucking massive ass ship not coming in the right direction of that bridge. What are you thinking at that point? What would you be thinking? You're on
our
the bridge.
Father,
there's no
who are
the, yeah. Well, and then I'd imagine anybody that was on that bridge, they fucking felt it.
Why would think so?
And then all of a sudden, the fucking you're just. And I said, what would that feeling be like? And then I just picture like when you drop, like when you do one of those drop rides.
Could you imagine trying to? So I said, Amber, I'll be late coming home. Why would it happen? The bridge kind of.
But imagine what it'd be like just being in that. Like so.
No.
God forbid anybody was actually on that bridge. So there's going to be a lot more. I'm curious to see how this all develops. I really am. So, all right, we got to keep moving. We're already at 40
Stop
minutes,
it.
So we had a lot to talk about. All right, casino debacle.
Yeah.
Are all your things quick?
The casino debacle is not quick. Everything else is quick. So I'll do all my
short
things.
You got like 5 minutes
quick.
For the casino stuff.
No,
you got
no,
like 5 minutes.
You're not censoring me. Fuck this stupid AI stuff.
1 hour.
Fuck AI.
1 hour.
AI can kiss my sack.
1 hour.
Because I don't give a shit. So anyway.
Or bump it to the next show.
I'm not bumping it to the next show. I have a full show for the next show,
right,
too.
Well, you got 5 minutes for the
casino
bit.
How come you get to talk about the physics of bridge construction, and I can't talk about a fucking story that actually happened to me in real life?
I apologize that I took a little bit longer to talk on that. For you
know, yeah, I hear you gush about
you,
Taylor Swift for 20
you,
fucking minutes.
Well, we continue. You're losing more time as you continue to fuck up.
Hey, anyway, I had the debacle at the casino. Stay tuned in 3 weeks when I talk about it. Next. No. So, fine. We decided to go to the casino on Friday night. Mount Airy Casino. Ever been there?
I have not.
Okay, so it's Mount Pocono. It's a real nice casino. They do free valet parking. We use it sometimes. It's awesome. It's great.
It was real nice until this time.
Yes. So, we get up there, and we have Amber's new car. And I'm like, okay, let's valet. Screw it. The weather's kind of crappy. It's really windy and cold. Fuck it. We'll valet the car. Okay, great. We get there. They give you your little ticket. We go in. We gamble. Come back out, scan our ticket, we're waiting. And we're waiting, and we're waiting probably a good 10, 15 minutes, and the parking attendant comes over. He goes, "You guys with the Volkswagen?" We're like, "Yeah." He goes, "Do you have the keys?" And I said, "Why would I have keys to a car that you guys valeted?" And he goes, "You don't have the keys?" And he, like, turned white as a sheet of paper. And I'm like, "Okay." And he's, like, running around. And he's the only parking attendant because it's, like, 12:15, 12:30 at night, whatever. And he's like, "We don't have your keys." And I said, "What do you mean you don't have our keys?" "Well, they're not where they're supposed to be." I said, "Well, somebody better find them real quick." And then for the next 4 hours, it was just hell. Because we're talking to, there's no management in the hotel at night. Or casino at night, which, you know, makes sense. Run a multi-million dollar casino and there's no management.
There's got to be a manager, just not one that wants to come out and talk.
Not a single one. Yeah. So the only one we get was Kevin. Kevin was the security manager. And they're like, "You know, we're gonna look at the surveillance. I'll have my guys review surveillance. We'll see if we can figure out where the keys went. In the meantime, guys, you know, we're gonna get you as an Uber to get you home." And I'm like, "You're gonna get an Uber from Scranton or Mount Pocono to Pottsville. It's an hour and a half drive, 80 miles one way. You're not gonna find an Uber." So he's making phone calls. He comes back. He goes, "Hey, I couldn't find you guys an Uber. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna let you guys go home. We're gonna have our security team drive you home in the company vehicle, and we'll get this squared away for you."
Then what are you supposed to do to come back?
I said, no. I said, "I'm not leaving without that car." And I said, "We got to figure something out here." So in the meantime, we called Amber's parents. They're, you know, luckily they're night owls because they work third shift. So call them. They go to our house to get our spare key. They're on the way up. On the way up, blah, 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 blah. They've pretty much established nobody knows where the keys are. They can't get a hold of the guy that parked the car because it was shift change. What do we do? So we're freaking out. There's no managers other than Kevin, which he was doing a pretty good job. I felt bad for the guy because all the people that were dealing with us weren't there when we came in. Like, it was like literally shift change. These are all the night shift crew. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with these people at the hotel registration who have nothing to do with it. And they're like, "Oh, you know, is there anything we can do? We can put you up in a room." And I'm like, "No. One, I work in the morning. Two, how could I leave in the morning?"
I would have taken him up on the room. Damn it.
Well, hang on. So I said, "How am I going to leave in the morning if I don't have keys? They're not going to magically appear overnight." So we go back and forth, and they said, "You know, well, are you hungry?" And I said, "Yeah, we're hungry." So they let us go to that Guy's Fieri Burger or whatever the hell
it is. Guy's Burger Joint?
And yeah, we went there. And we said, "We want four dinners." He said, "There's two of you." I said, "We want four dinners because her parents are coming up." So we ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. Well, Amber ordered the most expensive thing for her and her parents, which was steak, eggs, and home fries for $30. Mm. And I got a cheesesteak. She's like, "That's only $19. I'm like, "That's all I want right now." So they, whatever, we eat our food. They show up and they're like, "Is there anything else we can do for you? You know, until, you know, in the meantime, blah, 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 whatever." Well, yeah, they need to be reimbursed for gas because they drove all the way up here. He said they don't even gamble. How much money do you think? Now, they got a check today because they made good on the fuel. Mm-hmm. How much money do you think they gave them for fuel?
I have no idea.
$230.
Okay. That's
good. I'm like, what'd they do? Drive a Mack truck?
Listen, they wanted to make sure it was taken care of, Josh.
So then I'm like, I go into Karen
mode.
It's
a fucking casino. You just got all the money back.
They can afford it. They can afford it.
Yeah.
So I went in, and I'm normally not like it, but like, I don't like being lied to. And like, we called Saturday morning because they told us they'd call us by 9:00. Nobody called us. And we're talking to this person and then this person and this person, and none of them know what the other person's telling you. Mm-hmm. So I talked to some broad. She's like, "I'll call you back in 10 minutes, Mr. Martin, I promise." Like, okay, great. 7 hours later, I didn't get a phone call back from her. And I'm like, well, I guess she's not calling back. So then I went on Facebook and put a bad review up. I went on Google and put a bad review up, although I did edit my Google review today.
But yet you still don't have your keys.
Well, hang on. We're getting there. They don't know where the keys went. They've established that. Now, for anybody that's parking at Mount Airy Casino and you get your car valeted, it is free valet. But they were like, oh, it's also a risk you take parking. I'm like, wait, really? Well, a risk of what? I can get the car in and I can't get the car out? What kind of risk are we talking about? So they went back and forth with that. And when they park your car, most valets, how have you seen it done? When you, I'm sure you used a valet before.
If I did, it would have been once or twice. But you, oh yeah, there were some hotels that I've stayed at for work that I've had to use the valet. But they literally, they take your keys, they give you a little thingamabob, mm-hmm. and then that stays with you, and that's how you pick up your car.
And they have your keys in a box or whatever.
Yeah, they bring the keys back and they put them in a lockbox.
At the casino, every car in the parking garage, the keys were sitting on the hood.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is, they're like, it's a secure garage. I'm like, really? I said, do you think the guy with this Mercedes here wants to see this key ring?
I don't understand why they put him on the hood, though. Why wouldn't they just leave him in the car?
Oh, he had like 30,000 keys on his key ring sitting on the hood of like a brand new Mercedes. I'm like, I bet you he's going to be thrilled when he sees his paint.
Yeah.
So anyway, went back and forth, got a hold of the hotel operations director or some bullshit. Went back and forth with him. And first, they weren't going to make good on anything. They said, oh, we'll give you the mileage. You know, that's all we can do. And I'm like, what about the key? It's a freaking push start car. They're not going to be cheap. It's a Volkswagen. Plus, it had a remote start with it.
But I thought you said the keys were on top of everybody's car.
Ours,
not yours.
No. Okay. They don't know what happened to ours. A bird must have flew in and, oh, they liked them. And then they just, you know, took off with our keys. So, long story short, after multiple emails with this guy and phone calls and arguments and threats of attorneys and everything else, we ended up getting a complimentary stay to a night of our choice any day of the week. First he said a $50 food and beverage credit. I said, well, that's great. I'll come by myself. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I wanted to be reimbursed like for new door locks because our house keys were on there. And he wouldn't do that. He said, well, how about $100 for food and beverage? I said, how about $150? He said, okay, done. So we got $150 of food beverage, a free complimentary room for one night of our choosing.
Which cost them nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got the reimbursement for the fuel, which was $230. And they paid for a new key fob and remote start, which is $425. So I actually went up today and picked up the check for that. But they made good on it, but it just...
You
should have
had to drive
happened.
Back up there to get it.
Well, see, and that's what pissed me off, because they overnighted a FedEx check to her parents, and yeah. They told me I had to come up.
Well, maybe you had to. Did you have to sign for something?
No.
No, okay. I thought sometimes when you have to sign for something, they make you come up and get it.
But I said, I'm sure we're blackballed there. We're never going to be able to use players' cards, because as soon as it goes in, it'll take our money twice as fast at the machines.
You should just get new cards.
But, well, I never had one.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to have one now because of that, but... Well, like, it I don't know. It's sorted out now. But
well, that's
very...
what you get for being lazy.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you motherfucker. I said, I swear to God, if you say anything about it, I'll fucking kill you. Because you are the one guy that I could see you going to fucking some all-inclusive, you know, Copacabana resort and having, you know, Jimmy the bellhop with a banana stuffed in his pants driving your car and parking it for you.
I can tell you when I go places and there is valet parking and I have the ability to use it, I use it. You all right over there?
The only reason we use it is because it's free.
So, cheapskate.
Well,
see what that got you too? Got you a lot of fucking hassle. So what time did you wind up getting home then?
We got home at 5:15 and I went to work at 7:45.
Jesus Christ, you got absolutely no sleep. And then you're going to go out and fucking drive a truck.
It was
They're
busy.
Worried about piss testing you. They're worried about piss testing you, and then you're fucking driving with no sleep. That's great.
Yeah, so it was busy. So I'll push the DeVito thing to the next show.
All right. Well, you hate April Fools. It's close enough to April Fools.
Yeah, so the April Fool, I'm so sick of it, because all day yesterday on Facebook, all it was fucking, like, things that could have been potentially believable, and it was just like, go fuck yourself.
I try to not, and of course I was off yesterday, so I was on Facebook the whole time, I feel like. But I try not to watch or look at Facebook on April Fool's Day because of all the garbage that's on there. Would you like a piece of beef jerky?
No,
it's pretty
good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, this like weird like fucking like ulcer thing in my mouth that hurts.
Herpes.
Mm-hmm. Jinx. And then real quick, so Will and I stopped at Sheets yesterday to get something to eat, and this kid was like probably, I don't know, like 17, standing outside on the phone, and he's like, what the fuck, Dad? I only left work an hour early to come here. But I wanted to meet my friends! And he's going back and forth. And the kid's standing there, like, slapping his leg. And I'm like, what a little prick.
How old is he?
probably like 16, 17, some young punk high school
teenager.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're in there ordering our food, and this kid's in there with like his dopey friends, and he's like, yeah, my fucking dad's pissed now because I'm here because I left work early. It's only one day. I'm like, you privileged little prick.
Yeah.
And Will looks at me, he goes, man, Dad, listen to that guy. I said, yeah, I know. I said, don't ever be like him. He goes, oh, I'll never be like him. His name's probably Gregory. I said, what? He goes, Gregory sounds like a real dick name.
Your kid is going to get the shit beat out of him one day.
I was like, buddy. I was like, shh. And he goes, well, look at him. He goes, what a douchebag.
Wonder where he gets that from.
I don't know. Anyway, let's go on to trivia and...
No. April 4th.
Days of the week.
April 4th, 2024. Josh, it is National Burrito Day, my favorite day.
I bet it is.
Besides Whopper Day.
Whopper Day.
Ugh. Just kidding.
Oh, I get it now. Oh, you like...
There you go. Burritos and Whoppers, all right? It's also... it's also International Carrot Day.
Carrot Day?
Carrot Day, yep.
Jesus, it's like a national holiday for you, April 4th.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of the carrot one, too.
What do you mean? How do you not think of that?
I don't know, because I mean...
Did the Easter Bunny give you a big carrot?
I mean, no.
Oh, you're eating the Easter Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
I think those are dog treats. It says Kirkland, isn't that... They make dog food, right?
Kirkland is Costco brand.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't have one of those.
It's also National Cordon Bleu Day.
Cordon Bleu, okay.
National Chicken Cordon Bleu.
Oh, Chicken Cordon Bleu.
All right, and birthdays today. It is Maya Angelou's birthday. And it's also Robbie Down... Yeah, Robbie.
Robbie Down... Are you guys buddies?
Robert Downey Jr.'s birthday.
Well, hello there.
And also, Josh, it is Grumpy Cat's birthday.
No.
So there you go. So there is your days... and then,
days of the week.
And then in just 4 days, Josh, only 4 days from
the
now...
The she-clipse.
And it's also... Our mother's
Our
mother's birthday.
Great. So the day the world ends, our moms turn another year older.
Yeah, I was going to do a bunch of stuff on the eclipse, but I think it's just a bunch of bullshit. So
I don't understand what the big deal is. We've been through eclipses before.
Right, but it literally is going to be like a full one, but we're not going to see that. That's
got to be in Rochester.
Yeah, and like and Erie and stuff like that. They're legitimately closing our stores for 30 minutes.
I saw that.
Yeah, just to be able to do
that. They're closing schools.
Mm-hmm. And one of our vendors is making us place our orders a day ahead, so that way they're not going to be operable. They're not operating the day of the eclipse.
Why?
Well, here's the deal. I understand why my company's doing it, because everybody would be distracted for those 30 minutes. So it's better just to shut the store down, let everybody watch it, and then everybody can do their thing, and then start up again. Josh, my company has a whole program. If you go to meals2go.com, there's a whole eclipse program, Josh. A whole eclipse program.
Wow, so they're...
For parties.
They're shysters.
For 30 minutes. Well, everybody's taking advantage of it. Every marketing campaign possible is taking advantage of this. So.
No.
All right. So, where the fuck did my trivia question go?
Stop shouting! I'm not deaf!
Which fast food chain was originally called Danny's Donuts? Which original fast food?
Easy.
It's really not a fast food chain. It is a... I need to make sure that we clear. Which restaurant chain was originally called Danny's Donuts? Not... It's
everybody
not
knows
food.
It's Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
It's not. No, it's not. I have no show title.
Well, you might after this.
Okay.
What was used as Rome? What did the Romans use as mouthwash?
Urine.
Maybe. Are you part Roman?
No, but they say it's a disinfectant, so.
Do you pee in your own? Do you drink your own pee? There you go. There's your show title.
I'm not into water sports.
Do you drink your own pee? That's your show title.
I'm not into water sports.
Not from other pee. You're not drinking it off the tap, right?
Some guys do that.
Oh.
Some girls do that.
You don't do that, do you?
No.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay.
I want to have them answered immediately.
Can you stop with the stupid fucking time limits, okay? We're not going to like blow up if we go a minute over. Fuck AI.
We're fine right now. Let's go.
You said we can run over sometime in a month, okay? We get 5 hours a month, right? There's not
you
5 hours.
You have a shitload of stuff for the second show, too.
Well, next time I'll come with no material, all right?
Well, that's what it's been like the last two times you were here.
Shut up. No, it isn't. I had lots of material last time.
It's fucking Deliverance?
Mm-hmm. Turn it up a little. There's no words to this. It's a song by the Eels. Because I have a story about eels. And why do I have a story about eels? I feel like I've heard this song before.
Ah, whatever. Who cares? Fuck it.
Alright. Alright. Now, why would I pick a song about it by the Eels? Well, it's because a live 12-inch eel was removed from a Vietnamese man's abdomen after it slid up into his body through his anus. How do you not know that's happening?
I could think of a few reasons, but okay.
Oh my fucking god. What is... Oh.
It's full of naked men.
A Vietnamese man had a live eel surgically removed from his abdomen, and doctors believe it slid into him through his anus. The stomach-turning discovery was made by an unidentified man. Yeah, of course he doesn't want to be identified. He was 34 years old. He went to the Hai Ha District Medical Center in Quang Nai Province with severe abdominal pain. Doctors believe the sea creature...
So this
creature,
guy's from Thailand? Doesn't surprise me.
No, well, yeah, Vietnam, same thing.
Not, but close.
Close enough. They all have the same eyes. They're all slanted. Alright. Sorry, I had to plug my phone in here.
Everybody listening to the podcast identified that.
Doctors believe the creature entered the man's body through his anus and slid through his colon. They actually have a picture of this being removed from the guy, okay? The eel was found after doctors performed an ultrasound and an x-ray, which showed a foreign object inside the man's digestive tract. This is a rare case. The rectal area has a lot of fecal fluid and is easily infected with bacteria. But this surgery was performed safely and there were no problems. The eel caused intestinal perforation and peritonitis, a condition that causes inflammation of the stomach or abdomen. The man was kept in the hospital after surgery and reported having mild abdominal pain after waking up. Do you think the eel called him the next day?
Nah, they seem real miserable.
They're slimy. Literally. Anyway, so
here's the deal.
You've had an eel in your ass?
No, but how would you not feel that?
That's what I mean.
How much does this guy get up his ass that he doesn't feel that? Listen, his all has to be given. How little is the eel, though?
It said 12 inches. That's a big ass fucking...
Yeah, but...
Oh, you, like, oh so you can girth. Take the length. You just can't take the girth.
You still have to feel it.
So, like, you'd prefer the handle end of the bat, not the barrel.
Not answering that question.
Oh my god, you'd take the barrel? Ew, what the fuck?
I knew that would get you going.
Oh my god, you're serious?
No.
I've seen the people you date. Now that makes sense.
What is that? You haven't seen their penises.
Well, I can imagine. They're not like
so
me.
So you think he has a baseball bat? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you ain't taking the pencil and being happy.
Listen, are you done?
No.
Move on.
Anyway. My boyfriend is 40 and still talks to his teddy bear, Fluffy. It creeps me out is the title of this one. A woman claims her boyfriend's creepy habit is just too much for her to bear. Posting anonymously Wednesday on a parenting website, the woman shared that her 40-year-old boyfriend talks to his teddy bear as though it was a real boy. Being seen a guy who I have known a while through mutual friends. He has a lot of good traits, and he has one very, very strange habit, her post began. He has a stuffed toy that he's had since he was a child, and he talks about it like it's a real person. She said her boyfriend will say things like, I was telling Fluffy what a great time we had last night. Fluffy says hi, or I should go home soon. Fluffy is going to get lonely. Let this lady know Fluffy's his dog, and he's probably banging it.
Yeah.
The poster of the article explained that she has kids, and her boyfriend does not, but he talks about his teddy bear as though it was his son. She said she asked him to stop because she suspected there could possibly be an intimate future. He did stop, but commenced again after we'd slept together. She said that he has some fantastic traits, but it just seems odd to have a potential future with him.
He's got a big penis.
He's 40, and he's a successful adult man, incidentally. Although, she still has one pressing question. How on earth do I get him to stop? People commented on this post who were similarly flabbergasted. Ugh, what a major turnoff. How did you get through the shagging with Fluffy? Spectating? One person asked. Yup, that's a massive turnoff. I would find that highly annoying. Surely he realizes all women are going to be turned off by this, someone said. I think you need to be honest with him and say you appreciate Fluffy is something he's very attached to and you think it's sweet, but the talk has got to go. Clearly he doesn't get it that it's a full-on vagina zipping issue, someone else said. I'm guessing he hasn't had much of a relationship experience. Especially with Fluffy being the third wheel, someone else theorized. So yeah, do you have anything you're super attached to like that besides me?
I'm certainly not super attached to you. My dog.
So you're like, I was talking to Oscar the other day.
Well, who else do I have to talk to?
So Oscar said, hang on. Anyway, Oscar said, what are you going to do? Oscar's going to be around forever. You need to start prepping yourself. You don't have that much time left.
Are you done?
I'm asking you a question. What are you going to do?
I don't want to think about that. That's why I'm asking if you're done.
That's good. Avoid it. That always works.
I'm trying.
Go ahead.
All right. So, so the Jews have something to do with Coke bottles now, too, Josh.
Vishnigaga neon.
I should have known.
No, that's me. That's not even the real thing.
Supermarket shelves are now stocked with yellow-capped Coca-Cola, Josh.
What the hell is that? Kosher Coke?
They're in observance of Passover, which begins on the evening of Monday, April 22nd. The bottles will reappear every spring as shoppers stock up for kosher for Passover groceries. Yellow-capped Coca-Cola bottles are certified kosher for Passover, and that is the soda. The soda in those bottles is acceptable to drink on the Jewish holiday, which is observed with very specific dietary restriction. Kosher dietary restrictions are upheld every year for the Jewish people, who follow a set of rules related to which meats are okay to eat, how animals can be slaughtered, and which foods must be separate from each other.
Yeah, because your stomach compartmentalizes during...
Food that is not kosher for Passover is called shemetz. Hametz, apparently. Those who keep kosher for Passover avoid hametz for the entire holiday, as well as anything cross-contaminating with those ingredients. This includes anything that rises, bread, baked goods, really flour, and greens are only permissible in matzah. That has been certified kosher for Passover. So yellow capped Coca-Cola hits the soda aisle weeks before Passover. Many flock to stock up on the 2-liter bottles. Not only are the kosher Cokes produced in limited quantities for the holiday, but the sugar-based bottled soda is less expensive than the imported Mexican Cokes.
And you go to the potty by yourself?
2-liter bottles of kosher for Passover Coca-Cola typically go for about $3, which is 4 cents an ounce. A 12-ounce bottle of Mexican Coke retails for about $3. Not that that matters.
That's not true. Ask Pablo down behind the school, he'll sell you Coke way cheaper than that.
So Coca-Cola's yellow cap bottles are eye-catching, and they're not the only new bottle that the massive soda brand is showcasing this spring. Starting in April... this month, all 20-ounce Coca-Cola products will be packaged in bottles made from 100% recycled material. Woo! It's expected to save 83 million pounds of plastic, Josh.
Great.
Yeah.
If you bring
just
the
in case, Josh,
I'll
you wanted
the things that go with them.
In case you wanted to just be safe with this, NASA says it is safe to eat during the eclipse on Monday.
Oh, okay. Good, so good to know, because I didn't plan on stopping.
I didn't think this was a thing. So in case you somehow were unaware, on April 8th, a solar eclipse will traverse North America, entering through Mexico and exiting through Maine. That is one big asshole. Crossing over 13 states along the way, millions of people are expected to travel to see the eclipse in its totality and revel in all the fun. As NASA noted in on its 2017 eclipse website, the myth that eclipse will poison any food that is prepared during the event is prolific enough to require debunking.
People will believe anything.
However,
my
NASA
God.
Added, if that were the case, the same radiation would harm the food in your pantry or crops in the field. The basic idea is that the total solar eclipses are terrifying and their ghostly green look frightening. So it's natural to want to make up fearful stories about them and look for coincidences among events around you. If someone is accidentally food poisoned with potato salad during an eclipse, some might argue that the event was related to the eclipse itself, even though hundreds of other people at the same location were not all affected, the space agency explained. NASA's eclipse program manager, there's actually one of those, additionally told Food and Wine that the sun's light or radiation doesn't change in any way that is different from the normal sunny day during an eclipse. The light is focused differently in the shadow of the moon, but doesn't change its basic properties. So the one thing that they will warn you about is ensuring that to only look at the eclipse with solar viewing glasses.
Yeah, what a fucking marketing ploy that is.
So they must all be in it. During totality,
so our leaders are stupid.
Only
our politicians
looking directly
are
at
stupid.
The sun is encouraged to see the solar corona.
Right.
And,
or you can just get out a giant and walk down the
and if you aren't in the path of the totality, that's okay. NASA is offering the live broadcast so you can watch it and snack from anywhere. So there you go. So it is safe to
I hear eat. It also makes your penis grow.
Well, that'd be fantastic for you. All right. You want to get that out clip up there? All right. So my trivia question this week, this restaurant, it says fast food chain. I disagree. This restaurant chain was originally called Danny's Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Denny's. Apparently it was called Danny Donuts. I have to look into that.
Really? Well, you were right. What did the Romans use as mouthwash? Urine. I'm not sure how you knew that, but
the only reason I thought that was because everybody says that you can like pee on a like a bee sting or whatever or a burn and it'll like make it feel better. That's the only reason. I don't know that for sure.
Come here,
but Josh,
let
literally,
me bring your leg hair.
Have you ever researched water sports?
Yeah.
Have you ever
break out the goggles and snorkels? It's going to be a fun time.
Right, so yeah. So and if any of you that listen have never investigated water sports, please do it. It's
also while you're at it, check Scat Play out. Yeah, that's fun.
On the next show, or maybe in between shows, I will explain to Josh.
I know what it is.
A Pornhub video that I stumbled upon.
Stumbled upon.
Loosely say stumbled upon.
Yeah, they were pretty loose from what I hear.
Yeah. So anyway, well,
you're
that's
into
gonna,
that shit. Oh my God,
everybody,
really?
That's going to do it for season 4, episode 42 of the Dead End with Josh and
did
AC.
Did you enjoy it?
Josh and AC.
Did
Poppy.
You enjoy
dot,
it?
What?
The what should we call it?
Pornhub?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Whatever you watch.
Oh my God, we'll talk off the show. Anyway,
it's that's like a it. Super soaker. They
season
like
4, episode 42 of the Dead End with Josh and AC. JoshandAC.poppy.com. You know how to find us. But just in case you wanted to change it up, listen up, folks, because Eric shared that one of these sites is going away, so it's going to be missing. You got to tell me
which
one.
But it won't be Pornhub.
It won't be Pornhub. So we are available on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. We're available on the Podbean app, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Samsung, iHeartRadio, Pandora, CastBox, and we're available through Amazon Music on your Alexa, Josh.
You're going to find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and search for Josh and AC Podcast, or simply at Josh and AC. Instagram, yeah, it says we have it on the sign here, so check us out there.
It's still there, not that we do much with it.
Josh and AC Podcast. And if you want, send us an email, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, everybody, happy birthday, Debbie Mom. Happy birthday, Cheryl Mom. We hope you enjoy your day on Monday along with the total solar eclipse. Everybody, please don't die in the solar.
We might see you next week.
Yeah, we might see you next week. Well, at least you'll have one more show with us because we got to record that one next. But we hope you have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, but if we're dead, they can't hear it, right?
Oh, yeah. This may be our last one.
If Podbean melts down, everybody's dead. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you have a great week, everybody. Hopefully the weather gets better.
The eclipse is affecting my phone charger.
Yeah. Well, just the computer in general. But anyway, thank you, everybody. Have a great week. I said thank you, everybody.
Yeah. What are you?
Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
It smells like urine in here.